when I first started out, I'm a hairdresser by trade. And I'll give you the whole detail. So I was working in the salon, and the salon was associated with June Delly Watkins Model Agency. And through that, one of the a woman who was a wig maker and wig dresser at the time in Brisbane, Judith Bell, which she's since passed away, she was had double booked herself for a show, two shows, and went to the agency where she knew that I was working, and she said, "Oh, would he be interested in doing a bit of wig work for me?" So I was interviewed by her, et cetera, et cetera. And we got on like a house on fire. So that's where the theatre side of things started. And that was through Queensland Theatre Company. Then from there, I worked for Opera Queensland. From there, I worked for Opera Queensland, Queensland Theatre Company, and Queensland Ballet. And then Bangarra and La Boite all together. So, so a hairdresser by trade, but in amongst the whole June Delly Watkins process is the fashion industry, fashion parades, etc. And then I think it was like, so I've been doing this for about 40 years. Wig making and, you know, that sort of side of things started 16 years ago. And that was through the government was offering a grant to allow people in the arts extra training. So there were a lot of people vying for this grant. There were lighting designers and wardrobe staff, etc. But Queensland Theatre Company, Opera Queensland, etc., Queensland Ballet, Bangarra, all of them collaborated and put my name forward and said, we need someone to make wigs here because we're having to get people from Sydney or the Gold Coast away. And I was actually down in Sydney doing a show for Queensland Theatre Company. I got a phone call saying, you've got it. So I had this amazing 6 months of intense training, because normally an apprenticeship will take 2 to 3 years, I think, for wig makers. But it was so condensed. It was like I didn't have a minute spare, which was terrific. And I was working with probably, I'd say, two or three of the best wig makers in the world. I mean, one in particular, who was responsible for doing a lot of the wigs for the original Phantom of the Opera, etc., etc. So she was my, like, my main teacher.
And based in Sydney.
Based in Sydney, she's since retired from it too, and now is a beautiful artist. She's just one of these amazing people. But then the others that I work with as well are also highly experienced, and the amount of wealth of knowledge they gave me. And it's funny, when I was looking around yesterday, I found my original little notepad from when I was down there learning.
Do you have that with you?
Yeah, I do. It's, and, I mean, I've still got a lot to learn, but as Annette, who was my main teacher, explained to me, she said, Michael, as you get, you're starting on this journey, she said, you're going to find your own way of doing things. You'll do them different. I'm showing you what I do, but you will develop your own skill. And it's interesting because in the last couple, I've been sort of following her as much as to the letter as possible, but I have started to just go, oh, hang on, I can do this a bit differently. This will work better for me. And I think too, because it's one of those things where your hands and everything is so under pressure all the time. You know, some days you just think, I don't think I can turn the knot. And so then I've worked out a way I can do it a little bit easier. Little, just little things like that. And I think that's the beauty of it, because I mean, with hairdressing, obviously, with the changes in fashion, etc., you follow all of that. Whereas with knotting, it can become a little bit you know, settled and just fall into your way. But it's also doing things like changing what you're doing, which keeps it interesting. But, you know, as I said, I've still got a lot to learn. And, I mean, that's what I love about my job the most, is that it's not just a, you know, I come to work and do it and just think, oh, well, that's that. Whereas it's not. It's, you're constantly having to think, constantly working with different designers, different dancers, different actors. And, you know, the whole process with wigs is, it's quite complex. You know, it's not just a cut and dry thing. It's, you have to start off with working with the designer first and foremost, getting to know them, getting to know what they like, don't like, following their instruction, but then finding a way of asking them to give you a little bit of leeway as well.
Yeah.
Because from my side of it, so I'm just referring to the ballet here, I've gotten to know the dancers really well. Yep. I know what they like, I know what they don't like. I know their heads better than anybody else. So it's a combination working with the designer, the dancer, the wardrobe team, and whether there's hats involved or whatever, because it will change the dynamic of how you make the wig or what have you. I'm finding these days there's not many young people really interested in getting into it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, things like this where there's a bit of exposure or what have you, you know, will encourage. I've got a few team members who vaguely are interested, but whether it's something of a career that they want to pursue